Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to this, I'll say it's a lovely sunny afternoon here in Wales on the 23rd of June. Welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Mike Spirit FM, live in GH Talk Radio, and live in Spreaker. You're welcome to be here. If you want to call into the show today, you're more than welcome to do so. The numbers you need to dial, and please dial them very carefully, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, and that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, it's 001, then 760-283-4611. Or you can call on Skype for free. You will find the Skype call button in Blog Talk Radio, which I'll give you the link to that if you need that. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Well, today I've got an amazing show lined up here for you guys today. I've got a wonderful guest, not just a guest, but I'll say an older host of Mike Spirit FM, and it was a pleasure to host this man on the network. It's no other than, let's say some of our favourites, because I know that people have been asking for this man to come on, and, here he is. It's our Andrew D. Hi, Andrew, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Not bad at all. Thanks, mate. And, I'm sure you're just trying to flatter me, Mike, but it's very kind of you to say people have been asking me back on the show.
Well, you know, Andrew, people have been asking, you know, where is Andrew? How is he doing? And people are still interested in Andrew D. I'm wondering what on earth he's been up to, I suppose. Andrew, why don't you just tell us what you've been up to?
Well, I think I was last on your show. In fact, I know when it was. It was round about 6 months ago to the date, because you said to me at the end of the show, when would you like to come back on? I said, let's do this now. I said, because otherwise, I'll just forget. And you know what time's like, Mike. It stands still for no man. So just after we last spoke, I moved house again. I kept in the same area in Staffordshire because we used to live in a big old farmhouse. And as you know, last winter was pretty brutal in many respects. And it sucked the life out of us and sucked the oil out of the central heating. And honestly, this farmhouse, it was like living in a barn, with the drafts and everything else. And we just said, we can't do this again. So we found somewhere that, let's say, just is a little bit warmer and a little less drafty, but still in Staffordshire. So that was back in March. But ever since then, Mike, I've been concentrating on my mediumship. And realistically, I started doing a few events and a few shows and things. I was involved in some mind, body and spirit events as well. But I'm concentrating on my demonstrations now. And that's literally what I've been doing. And you know yourself, Mike, if you're trying to organize something, if you look at my website at andrewd.com, for every one event on there, I must have contacted at least 10 or 15 venues. And just trying to get through to people, trying to get people to get back in touch with you. And then, you know, when you eventually get the nod, you know, the work starts there. And then, you know, that's the easy bit, because you've got to go down and do the demonstration. So it's all been sort of directed in that direction. I've been heading in that direction, really, Mike. And that's where I am now.
It's not just Andrew, it's all the posters, advertising.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, yeah.
It goes beyond, doesn't it? Just
Never stops, mate. You know, and you know when you think to yourself, oh, five venues are set, and you've sorted them out, and then they all want a couple of thousand flyers. They all want X amount of, you know, and they say, oh, can you send me a poster of this size? And, you know, some of the posters are, you know, you're looking at £50 or even more each. And then they asked me would I send some pop-up banners down, and, you know, I had to order 10 of those. And like you said, Mike, it just goes on and on. And then they want deposits to the venues. And this is before you've earned a penny, before you've even sort of sold a ticket. So, you know, you think to yourself, what am I doing? But, you know, you've got to keep the faith, haven't you, Mike?
Of course. You know, you to keep it real as well, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, just well, you just have to do what you have to do, Andrew. And if that means that, you know, you've got to spend a little to accumulate a little, then so be it, isn't it?
Well, it's my fault, mate. I gave up the day job and, you know, made this my profession. So, you know, like you said, it's like any self-employed guy. You take the rough with the smooth. There's high days and there's low days, and make hay while the sun shines, as they say.
Well, this is it, and this is all we can do. So people can get hold of you on andrewd.com.
Yep.
Can they get a hold of you on Facebook?
Yes, but I mean, probably the best way, Mike, is if they go direct to my website, which is www.andrewd.com, and then there's a direct link to Twitter and there's a direct link to Facebook on there. That's the easiest way to get hold of me.
Okay, so just go to andrewd.com and then they can find you whichever way they want to find you. So
yeah, and please, guys, say hello. And I was in the chat room, and I believe I did see Mindy there before, so I need to catch up with Mindy at some point. So I'm sure we will do that. But andrewd.com, and that's where I am.
Okay, well, the chat room is a little quiet at the moment, but
okey-doke.
I'm sure as you know, as time goes on, that that'll get very busy as usual, and you know, we'll have a wonderful show as usual. So, Andrew, the last time we spoke, I know that you, as you just said, you've been busy moving home and working on your demonstration. So where to have you got demonstrations that's coming up now soon?
Oh, do you know what? I'm literally going to have to look at my my own website, because people say to me now, you know, where are you next? And there's quite a few lined up. Let's just have a look here. Now, I've just been down to – I was at Colchester the other day in a cracking little theatre called the Headgate Theatre, and that was a lovely event. And there was quite a few people contacting me afterwards, because I was brand new to the area, and there's quite a few established mediums in that area who use the theatre as well. So you know yourself, Mike, when you know, it's okay where you live and you build up a reputation over a couple of years, but when you go into a brand new area and people come to you afterwards and say they enjoyed themselves, when are you coming back? I think that's always positive. So that's realistically my last one before the summer holidays. I've got some small mind, body and spirit fairs coming up in the Staffordshire area in the UK. But realistically, it sort of all kicks off again in September. And I'm actually down in Banbury on the 14th of September. And on the 28th of September, I'm at the Gatehouse Theatre in Stafford itself. So watch out for those guys. September is where it all starts in earnest again.
Wonderful. So a very busy time comes September for you, Andrew.
Yes, Mike. And like I said to you before, you know, it can be very slow, very slow. So I've been doing an awful lot of work on, I mean, realistically, next year is where it's all going to start happening, because if you take a look at my website, you know, I've got a show each week in February, a couple in each week, you know, in March, and I'm building on that. And what I'm tending to do is, if I go somewhere now and it works for them and it works for me, straight away, say, are you happy for me to come back this time next year? So, you know, even though I'm doing all the legwork now, this really is the hard bit. Hopefully next time they'll just say, yeah, just, you know, phone us and, you know, we'll sort a date out, and, you know, the rest is easy peasy, I hope.
Mm. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Well, yeah. I know that this week coming up, which is the on the 27th, I will be doing a demonstration myself at Pontypridd Rugby Club, which is here in South Wales. You can come along to that. It starts at 8 p.m., I'm doing a demonstration there. It's going to be a wonderful event. It really is. I know that it's tickets are going very, very well for that. And if anybody wants more information on that, then you can come to my website, which is mikedavismedium.com, or send me a message on Facebook, which is Mike Davis Medium. See, Andrew, I like to keep things all simple and easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I've tried to do, Mike, because when you first start off, I had all these different names, and it's harder to streamline it afterwards, isn't it? Or, you know, with, like, Facebook or something, you know, that can be a bit of a minefield. So, yeah, keep it simple in the beginning, and it makes life a lot easier for yourself.
Well, of course, you know, yeah. It was on Twitter, Mike Davis Medium. You know, just put in a search for Mike Davis Medium, and up I'll come. Send me a message in whichever way you feel free that you want to. I'll give you more information on the Pontypridd Rugby Club, which is this coming Thursday, at Pontypridd, which is, as I said, in South Bay. Not far from me, Andrew, just around the corner, so to speak.
Yeah, Pontypridd is, yeah. And now we're talking, let's just have a look. Oh, God, I'm losing track of myself here. Yeah, next February, let's have a look. No, sorry, Mike, I've lost my train of thought here. Pontypridd is just around the corner from where you live now, is it?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Right, okay. I'm with you now. I just had a senior moment there for a second.
Well, no, Andrew, we love to have one of them.
I tell you what, mate, I don't know whether you've found this with your mediumship, but I mean, I used to be excellent with people's faces, people's names. You know, realistic, I could remember people from years back. And as you know, I was in the Air Force, and the amount of people I met and, you know, I might only work with them once or twice, and I'd see them years later and know who they were. But you know yourself, when you're this telephone line to the spirit world, the amount of information that just comes in one ear and, you know, out your mouth, and then that, it's gone. And I've become absolutely useless with people's names, but I'm blaming it on age as well.
Just, Andrew, I've always been the same. Name's not my forte. Face, you know, I'll never forget the face. That's the kind of way that I look on it, you know?
Yeah.
I know that face. But don't ask me the name. Isn't it dreadful, you know, the things that we put ourselves through sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. I was listening to, I think it was one of the BBC channels the other day. It was a radio, you know, host. It was a journalist saying he was useless with names, and he calls everybody Dear Heart now because he just cannot remember any names. So if you find a name that you can call somebody, Mike, just call them that, like, mate all the time. That's it.
Well, I like that idea. I like that idea. But I know that your friend Mindy is in the chat room, and Mindy is saying hi to you. So I'm sure that you want to say hi, which you already have just done. Hi, Mindy, back. So, well, maybe Mindy will be one of the lucky ones to be able to get on this evening to come through to have a reading with myself or with Andrew D. Himself. And remembering the numbers you need to dial, and please dial them very carefully. It is 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you need the Skype link button, which you can call into the show for free, it is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. And right at the top of the show page there, you will see the Skype icon. Just press that. And if you haven't got Skype, and Andrew, this is so important because people think, oh, I haven't got Skype, I can't get it on, I can't have a free reading. Yes, you can. Click that button and it will take you to a link where you can build up a Skype account. And it's free to build up a Skype account, Andrew, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, Mike, I only really got Skype when I first started coming on your show as a guest, and then when I got my own show for, I think it was about 9 months. And it's amazing because it's absolutely, you mentioned before that you've got nearly 500,000 listeners on your shows these days, which is phenomenal. And, you know, all credit to you for all the work you put in. But, you know, without Skype, it just wouldn't happen because, and I know it was Mindy, was one of my last shows. I think, I'm not sure whether she dialed in because I think it's a free phone number in the States, but somebody else had dialed in off their mobile to listen to the show on Skype. And, you know, it shrunk the world immeasurably, you know, IT and, you know, the way technology has gone. And my eldest son is, he's just turned 14. And I actually remember when he was born, I bought my first computer and it was a 56K dial-up modem. And what we're looking at now, you know, I've got fiber in my house, which is delivering 60 gig, which is just crazy, really, because, you know, in that 14 years, that it's a high, you know, this show would not have been possible when my son was born. Not possible at all, would it?
No, definitely not. Yeah. You know, technology has moved on so much. And I, for one, really, Andrew, doesn't really understand technology that much. But what I do understand is that, you know, the show goes out. And it goes out absolutely perfect. And for me, then that's perfect, isn't it? Because we are moving on with the times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's one thing we must remember. You know, as long as you move along with the times and we keep up our work. And, you know, as you said, it has shrunk the world to a very small thing because, you know, we're able to make contact with someone the other side of the world. And listen, it's for free. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Better than that. Just like the show, you know, you can call in and have a reading with us. free of charge. Call in. Why not? You know, I know when I first started my mediumship over 21 years ago now, Andrew, there was no such thing as, well, it may have been Skype then, it may have been this, but I don't know. Because I can't remember, or I never heard of it. I only had Skype maybe about 4 years ago when I started in radio myself. Started on internet radio. You know, when I was on doing terrestrial radio, there was no need because I would go into the studio and do my show, or do a show from the studio.
Yeah, and it's funny you say about, you know, the technology, Mike, and you only got Skype 4 years ago. And that is just the way it's gone. I always remember somebody saying to me, are you on Skype? And I said, you what? What Skype? Yeah. And just along those lines, there was a guy I worked with when I was in engineering. And we were on a course together. We had to give a talk. And I'll keep this very brief. And he did. I am going back 10 years. And he talked about a brand new technology called Bluetooth. And everybody laughed at him in the room. Wow. You know, it just sort of gives me shivers now just thinking about it. I thought, you know, who's laughing now? You know, this guy knew what he was talking about. And, you know, where's it going to end, mate? You know, where's it going to end?
Well, you know, Andrew, it's developed so much. You know, I remember the first mobile phone I had, or in America, you would call them a cell phone. I remember the first one I had, and the talk time was you could talk for 30 minutes. And I was like, wow, you can carry it on you. You can take it around with you, but you could only have it. You could talk for 30 minutes. Wow. You know? Yeah. Today we have, I know that you have an iPhone. I have an iPhone as well. And, you know, wow, you can talk on it for like 8 hours. Amazing, yeah. You know, yeah. of how far technology has come along. And, you know, thanks to technology that we're able to bring you shows such as this and like-minded shows.
Well, yeah, if you look at old movies, but I actually remember being, now, God, I was 19, 20. And I remember being in Hereford because I was doing some work down there. And there was a guy in the centre of Hereford town. And he had this huge phone in his hand. I mean, this thing must have been nearly a foot long, with a massive cable going into a battery box that he was carrying around the town talking to people. And I'm talking 20 years ago. And you look at them, you know, like you said, he probably had half an hour talk time. He probably had a couple of miles range. And now people can dial up and talk to other friends on, you know, literally in the middle of nowhere on these tiny little devices. I mean, my iPhone's, what, 4 inches long by about 2 inches wide? You know, but we've got a different sort of communication to deal with tonight, haven't we, Mike?
We have. We've got a spirit communication, which don't need no phones or no internet connection for that, because, you know, we are the in-between bit. We are that phone or that internet connection. That's the way that I look upon us, that we have that connection to do with the spirit world, and the spirit world will endeavor to come through and give us evidence that there's life after death. So, we'll go to that in just a few minutes. But first, Andrew, I'm going to play some music to get you in the mood, so to speak. maybe bring some relaxment there with you. So let me just press this button and see to you. Enjoy. Well, Andrew, I did have something else lined up, but it's not playing right now. But I'm sure it will in just a few seconds. So, Andrew, are we ready to go to the phone lines?
We decided that the house we were in was very small.
She needed a bedroom, didn't you?
1 second.
Mm. We got married and we didn't want to rent anymore. The older you get.
Okay, that's not what it was supposed to be, Andrew. you know, you can tell it's a live show, can't you?
Oh, do you know what? That's the best way, Mike, because I'll tell you what, there was just before we go to the telephone lines, there was somebody I was doing a reading for the other week, and she works up at what they call Media City in Manchester.
Right.
And she was really, really sort of, when she first got the job, she was really sort of goggle-eyed about, you know, these various stars that she saw. And she said it totally and utterly, when she saw some of the shows that you see on TV, she saw them being recorded, and she said they did that many retakes. So much of it was scripted, and then, you know, people were told when to laugh, when to applaud. And I tell you what, Mike, you don't get that with us. This is as live as it gets. You know, working with spirit, there's no rehearsals, no nothing. It's all for real. And if we make a, you know, a cock up, then, you know, it's all part of what makes us real.
Of course. Well, this thing is ready lined up, so let's just press this.
International medium Mike Davis, the people psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the request a reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.myspirit.fm,
the home of the people psychic.
Wow, Andrew.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phone line.
Okie dokie.
And I haven't had a chance to screen any callers. I do apologize. So I'm just going to call your area code out, and let's go to our first one. It's 805. And say hi, area code 805. Can I take your name, please?
Hi, my name's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
California, Santa Barbara.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for this evening, Donna?
Okay, I have a friend back east, and I've been talking to his friend, who's my age, and we kind of hit it off on the phone, and I wanted to know if it was perhaps going to go further, because I really had a good connection with this person.
Okay, Donna, what we do here in Mike Spirit FM, okay, we link to the spirit world to bring you evidence of life after death. Okay, now we can ask the spirit world those questions, but not always that they will come through. What our main forte is to bring you the evidence, as I said, that there's life after death by linking to the spirit world and give you that evidence. So if that's okay, Donna, we can do that for you and see where we go.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Great, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Andrew, do you want to start with this one, or do you want me to do this one? Or
you rock and roll with it, Mike, and I'll join in, okay? Because I'm just tuning in at the moment.
Okay, okay.
If that's okay with you.
Yep, that's fine. Donna, I know that I have somebody here communicating with me that wants to bring their vibration forward there to you. I know that this is a lady that's in the spirit world that wants to come close. A lady that I know that would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world. She tells me that her balance was very much out of sorts as well before she passed on to the spirit world as well, because I know that she would have taken a few falls before she passed on there, because she tells me that her balance was all over the place there. She makes me aware that she would link to your family, and I know that she would link towards your mum's side of your family, and I know I want to go back a generation, maybe your grandmother. This is where she takes me. Do you understand of her there, please, Donna?
Yes.
Okay, and I know as your grandmother comes close, she says to me that, you know, that all you want at the moment is to find that special someone. Is that right?
That's right.
And see, she tells me that it's been like you've been banging your head against the wall trying to do this, trying to find that someone to fulfill that position that is very much empty, a big void within your life that you feel, and you want someone to fill that. But, you know, not just anyone. It has to be the right person there for you at the moment. Do you understand of this, Donna?
Yes.
See, now she tells me here that you've been consulting with the spirit world, and you've been saying if there is anyone there, if you are listening to me, if you can hear me, then let the right person come into my life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because your grandmother tells me there that she's been there and she's been listening to every word that you have to say. Now, she also talks to me here about the tears that you've been shedding of late. So will I be right in saying that, Donna, that you've been shedding some tears of late? Is that right?
Yes.
See, because she's been there and she's been listening and she's been seeing everything that's going on. Now, she says to me, I know that it's a lot earlier in the daytime for you. I mean, it's evening here in the UK. But this morning, when you woke up this morning, would I be right in saying there to you that, you know, it took you a lot to get going this morning, to motivate yourself? It took a long time to motivate yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because she says to me that you didn't have the best of night's sleeps. Is that right?
That I didn't what?
That you didn't sleep at the best last night. You didn't sleep
No,
early.
Up very early, yeah.
Okay, see, because doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother is with you there, Donna, in the spirit world? Because she says to me that she's been there, she's been seeing all what goes on there with you, okay? She talks to me about that there's a gentleman that's there with her, and this gentleman, I know that he comes close, and I know that he's like your granddad, because I know that he comes very close to your grandmother. So would you understand your granddad for me in the spirit world there, Donna?
Yes.
And your granddad passed very quickly on to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless him, because he's just joined in here. And I know that your granddad was the kind of man that would always say what he had to say. There was no messing around with him. Whatever he had to say out, he would come, please or offend. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that's exactly the way he comes. And he says to me, if he was with us right now, then he would be saying some sharp words to you, okay? Because I know of where you're looking for that special someone. He says to me, all you need, girl, is yourself. Because that was his way of life. That the right one will come into your life when they're ready, not when you want them to be. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that the question that you asked me was the one that you've been speaking to on the phone that you had a good connection with. Is this the right one or not? I'm not going to make anything up. I'm not going to lie to you, far from the word. What I want to say to you is that I believe that there will be more communication. I believe that you will have more communication with this person. But whether that they are the right one or what, I don't know. Your grandmother and grandfather is telling me there that, you know, you have to take it one step at a time. Take it one bit at a time and enjoy what's around you. Okay, do you understand of this?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Perfect. Andrew, do you want to come in there, Andrew?
Now, Mike, it's very interesting. Yes, I do. Thank you. It's very interesting that you mentioned about your grandfather coming in there. Now, Donna, I had a gentleman while Mike was talking to me, and if this is your grandfather, this is what I love about working on Mike's show, that, you know, Mike and I are, what, 200-300 miles apart, Mike? And, you know, we've got a lady on the phone from the States, you know, good 5,000-6,000 miles away. And I want to give some evidence now of, you know, who this man is. Now, Donna, can you hear me okay, yeah?
Oh, I can hear you, Andrew.
Yeah, and can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were breaking up slightly there. Now, I've got this gentleman with me, and this Mike talked about your grandfather, who would have said a few stern words. But the gentleman I've got with me at the moment, and what I did, Donna, as this gentleman joined me from spirit, my chair at my office reclines, and I just found myself reclining this chair and then sort of rocking backwards and forwards on it. And as I looked down, I could see myself. Now, I don't know what you call them in the States, but you know the jeans that come up, maybe overalls, where there's a flap on the front and the straps over the shoulder. Do you call them overalls?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because in the UK, I think we call them a bib and brace type jeans. But this gentleman had these overalls on, and as he was rocking and as I looked out of my window, I actually saw myself looking across from what I believe you call it a stoop, from a rocking chair here. And this gentleman is making me aware that I can feel the sun beating down on my face. And I feel that this man would have spent a lot of time out on the stoop in his chair. And I feel as well that this man might have even played a guitar as well. Would you understand this with your grandfather at all, Donna?
Yeah, I didn't know too much about him, but I know that he did like music and he did have stern words.
Right, okay. But would you understand him playing an instrument, a guitar?
I don't know.
Okay, no
problem.
You know, I
just know that he liked music. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, now from what this gentleman is telling me, I feel as though he was, a country fan here, because I believe country and Western, I believe it can be two different types, but he's telling me he was a country music fan, and that's what I'm listening to at the moment. And the song I'm hearing at the moment on it is Unchain My Heart and Set Me Free, and that's what I'm hearing at the moment for you. And what he's telling me at the moment is, this gentleman is telling me as well, he was drawing me to the middle of his body where I felt as though if it wasn't stomach cancer, there was another problem with his stomach that caused him great difficulty. Would you understand this?
Yeah, he had a hole in his stomach, yeah.
Oh, thank you, because that's where it's been drawn. And I put my hand over, I don't know what you call it in the States, but I call it a belly button, okay? But I put my hand over there, like to cover the hole up that is the belly button. And he said to me, that's right. And he was just holding himself and nursing himself. And what he said to me here, because I know we've got to move on to other guests, Donna, he said to me, listen to the words of the song, is it Unbreak My Heart or Unchain My Heart and Set Me Free? And I've just pulled one of my oracle cards for you. And in answer to your question, I use the oracle card literally to ask a question. And there's actually a man holding a bunch of roses for a lady here, and he's saying to just say yes. So I'm going to leave that with you. So whatever comes along, go enjoy the ride, Donna. And, you know, just enjoy life for what it is and stop getting too stressed, okay?
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate
no problem.
Both of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurrell FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
I will, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Andrew, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I know that we have a Skype caller here. And it's actually, the Skype name is called Live. Okay, so let's just bring this on and say, hi, can we take your name there, please? Hello there. I call it live. Hello, Skype call it live. Can we take your name?
Is that Pauline there, is it? Paula Curry.
Hello.
Is that you, Paula?
It is, yes. Sorry.
Right, the reason is because, I'll tell you what it was, Mike, when I turned Skype on, there was a missed call off, I think it was, let's have a look, whatever it was, and I think it was Paula's line, actually, so we got through in the end, Paula. How are you doing, okay?
I'm doing good, thank you, Andrew.
Right, good. Nice. Sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there, I'll let you, it's your radio show, Mike.
I was going to say that, Andrew.
I lost myself for a second, mate.
That's okay, no problem. Well, hi, Paula. I take it you're from the UK?
I am indeed. I'm in Kent, down in England.
In Kent, wonderful. And what was the you calling, Paula?
I've had a really rough last three couple of years, bad luck, bad health, finances. I have lost someone quite a few years ago, and I am talking to them at night to sort of ask if my luck is going to change or actually sort of for someone to give me a break. And I'm just really looking for a message to see whether or not that person can hear me and is sending me some good luck, really.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Andrew start with you there, Paula, okay? And then I'll come in a bit. And Andrew, over to you to start off with me.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, Paula. Paula, are you on a headset, are you, or are you just talking to your laptop?
I'm just talking to my laptop. I've only joined up Skype today, so seen you on Twitter earlier. So yeah, do apologise if it's not as good quality as it should be.
No, don't worry about it. As long as you can hear me, I mean, all I need to hear from you is yes or no. But can you hear me clearly enough?
I can indeed. Yes.
Oh great stuff. Okay. Paula, would I be right in saying mum is in spirit? Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because I've got a lady just joined me here, straight from spirit. And the minute you said, but I feel this was the person that you've been sending your thoughts up to and asking to come through. Would you understand this, yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. Because the minute you said, I've been asking, for a message or to give me some information or to pass something back to me. And I just heard the word mum being called and this lady joined me straight away. And this lady... Now, I know it's one of those names, and I think it's got to be a generational thing here, but I'm going to say, first of all, I'm going to say Mildred I'm hearing being called, which is a very old name, but I'm also hearing the name Margaret linking into Mum here. Would you understand Margaret with Mum?
No.
Sorry, was that no?
That was a no.
But you wouldn't... Okay, have a think about the name, because I just heard it being called, you see, and I feel that it still links with Mum, but it's not necessarily her name. Okay, now, this lady I've got with me, I want to try and prove who I've got here, Paula. And the lady I've got with me... Right, okay, thank you. Now, would you, with Mum, would you understand, because I feel with Mum as though, not just towards the very end, but I feel as though, because as she sits with me here and joins me, I am feeling as though she became very, either housebound or she sat for quite a long time, for long periods of time, either at home. But I'm actually being shown her in one, what I would call a wing back chair. You know what you see in care homes? I'm being shown one of these chairs, and I feel like Mum sat for a long time. But she's telling me that she couldn't, even though she sat, it was very uncomfortable for her to sit down, because I feel as though it's almost like she's putting a cushion underneath me so she can make herself comfortable. Now, would this fit with Mum?
Not with Mum, no.
But would you understand that with somebody else?
I would, yeah.
All right, okay, thank you. Because I actually feel, I heard Mum being called, but I also feel I've got a dual link here as well. But I'll concentrate on the lady, because she just placed me in this wing back chair. And you know what I mean by those style chairs, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And right, where this lady's concerned as well, I'll tell you what she just showed me. This lady, now... I know it's quite common in certain generations for knitting, but this lady said she would have knitted quite a lot in the past. And I'll tell you what she's just put on me is, and they've all just become in fashion again, is, you know, the Aran sweaters or the Aran cardigans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
she just put...
Sorry.
Right, okay, well, that's what she just put on me at the moment. And she's telling me that she would have liked to have kept warm, because that's why she's put this on me today, to keep warm. But she's also given me... now, it's funny I mentioned Aran, but I'm actually being taken to Scotland. I feel as though within the family there are links to Scotland as well through this lady, and that's what she's telling me. But what, so does any of this make sense so far, Paula?
Not so much knitting. I did have a member of the family who crocheted, but she never crocheted anything like jumpers or anything like that. And so, no, you know, she did sit in a high chair, like you were saying, but other than that, it's not the person I'm thinking of.
Okay, but would you understand, because she's asked me to recap, actually, but would you understand about needing to sit either on a special cushion or somehow support herself in the chair? Would this make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because that's what she said to me. She said, Andrew, don't move away from that. She said, because she said, that's where she wants me to stay. And just to recap that for you. Now, what this lady's actually telling me here. Right, okay, yeah, thank you. What she's actually saying to me here, Paul, is that she's asked me to tell you to be courageous. And the reason is as well because, like I said, I use my Oracle cards now and again when there's a question come up. And I literally just turned the first one over that I saw. And there was a lady on horseback. And this lady, as you know, when the White Knights went into battle, they were often on horseback or on chargers. And it was often a man that would lead them into battle. And he would also, you know, hold a flag or a stave or whatever, you know, representing who they were. And this is the card I've turned over. It's actually a lady on horseback. And this lady is leading the battle here. And that's what... Would this lady be your grandmother? Because I keep hearing grandmother connected to this lady. Would this make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
She was a strong person.
Well, that's what she's saying here, and that's what she's bringing in for you. She's leading the way for you here, Paula. And what she's saying is that, you know, what's that song? What's that saying? About eight, where angels fear to tread. I can't remember the rest of that because my mind does go blank when I'm working. And she's saying about where angels fear to tread. And this is where she's leading the way for you, Paula. And what she's saying is, as long as you're courageous, as long as you keep going, keep your head up, no matter what you come up against, she will be leading the fight for you. I'll tell her that in a second. Thank you. And she was, as I said, she's leading the fight for you. And she said, as long as you keep moving, keep your head above water, the finances will clear up. And she said, your health, she said, it's if I may say so, I'm not a doctor, but it's never going to be as perfect as it should be. But what she's saying to me is, she said, and I'm being shown here, no turning back, no turning back at the moment, okay? And that's what she's saying, you know, keep ploughing ahead. And, you know, you'll face your demons, she's telling me, and you will come out to the other side, you know, so much stronger for it. And she's also making me aware, I've got to bring this in as well, but she's actually stood a man next to you, and this man is going to be somewhere for you to lean and to be able to, I want to say, rest your head on a way... rest your weary head on a shoulder here for support, okay? So I do see that coming in for you as well, Paula. But what I will also say to you as well is, where this lady's concerned, your grandmother, do you know whether it was either brass bands or brass music? I'll tell you why, because she's got a trumpet out and she's playing a fanfare for you. And as you know, fanfares are when... you know, royalty comes in, or, you know, there's a celebration. And that's what she's saying to me here. But she's also talking about a February passing around her. Would you understand this as well?
January, yeah. But late January, not February, but late January, yeah.
I was being taken back to the beginning of the year, you see, with this lady.
Yeah.
But she was just playing this fanfare, and she was on about the celebration coming up. And that celebration is you and your life, Paula. So can I just leave that with you and hand you over to Mike?
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you, Andrew. And hi, Paula. Paula,
hi,
I also watch your mum with me as well, which is, you know, very common that, you know, that they come to the two of us. Now, see, you know, if I said to you that your mum left this life quite quickly, would that be right there for you?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you in some way, I feel as if I want to nurse your mum. So would I be right in saying that you would have nursed your mum in some way before she passed? You would have taken care of her before she left this
life? Yes.
Perfect, because I know that that's what she tells me, that you would have taken care of her. And she makes me aware that not so much just taking care of her, but, you know, you would have been at her aid. You would have done lots of things for your mum before she left this life. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
See, she makes me aware of my stomach. And I know whenever I feel things in my stomach, I always associate this with like a cancerous kind of a condition. So would you understand with your mum there, please, that there would have been something that would have affected her stomach if it wasn't cancer?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. See, because I know that's the way that your mum comes in. And she says to me that, you know, that she's grateful that we all had the chance to see her and to communicate. And she said to me that she's saying to me that there was lots of time to put things that was wrong right. Do you understand why she would say to me that she had the chance to put things right in her life before she passed? Is that right?
Yes.
You know, she talks to me here about the last few moments, if I can say that to you. And would I be right in saying to you that there was a big shock that came in just before your mum passed? Now, what I mean by that, or what she means by that, should I say, is that it's like as if someone, someone come in to see Mum, or to come around the vibration just before she passed, and is like, finally I have to see, or got to see, this one last person before I passed home to the spirit world. Someone that she hasn't seen for quite some time. Do you understand of this?
I do, yes.
Perfect. See, because I know that's what your mum gently whispers in my ear. At least I got to see them. And that one in particular, she got to see them before she passed. I know that your mum comes so close there to you, Paula, at the moment. And, you know, she just talks to me here about afterwards. So I know that she means about after her passing. Now, after your mum's passing there, she tells me that things settled quite nicely after she passed. And it's like as if there was a big sigh of relief, not because she had gone, but because she was out of that torment, that suffer. But, you know, I'm with the family, things settled right down afterwards. Is that right?
That's right, yeah, exactly right.
Because I know that's what she's come to say there, Paula. Now, also, I know that she talks to me about your life now, and she talks to me that, you know, that... Okay, Donna. She says to me that you've been thinking about her more than often, which is... probably everybody would think of their loved ones, you know, I do as well. But why would, you know, when you go to bed at the evenings, Paula, do you call on your mum's energy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm hearing is if I want to call mum, and I know it's just before I go to sleep, and you ask your mum to meet you in your sleep state, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. See, because she says to me here about meeting her within her sleep state, and she is so pleased that she is still very much in the forefront of your mind and of your thoughts. And she says to me that even last night that she came to you within your dream state, is that right?
Yeah.
And she says to me about you hold on tight to it. Would you understand why she would say that to me, Paula? Did she give you something in your sleep state last night?
No, it was just a present. It hasn't come through yet.
Okay, Paula, please don't tell me too much now, okay? But you don't understand that you had something, because as you just said, a present, that's fine. I know I want to say to you about holding on tight to her, okay? Because it's given to you with love. It's given to you with compassion. She also wants me to give you a single red rose. And I know I want to say to you, I want to give that to you with the love it was given with. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
You know, she wants me to burst out into a song, which I'm not going to do. You know, last Christmas, I actually done a sing-off competition right here on Mike Spirit FM. It was so funny. It was even funnier that I win. And I can't even string two notes together. But, you know, the old hitman mate, you know, wants me to burst into a song of Amazing Grace. Would you understand why I would sing that to you or why she would want me to?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah? Good. Okay. See, because I know it's so important to your mum to let you know this information, this evidence, as she brings her vibration forward there. Now, okay. I just confused at the moment. What have you written saying to you, Paula, that you feel very confused within your vibrational life at the moment? Okay, hang on a minute. Okay, that's bad. Do you do some kind of work, Paula, for the spirit world?
No. People have said that I've got a gift, but no, I do work for me. I don't try on anyone else, but I do talk to the spirit world if I can.
Okay. Now, because I'm being told that you're able to do some work and you do some work yourself. Now, okay. Okay, maybe that's a little bit for you to come, okay, for a little bit in to come in the future a little there. Not that I believe I can predict your future, because I can't. But what I can do is tell you what she says to me. And what she says to me is that there's an ability there with you, and it just needs to shine out, okay? Because I know that there's lots of people that turn to you for comfort and advice and guidance.
But that, I do that for my day job. I support people through my day job.
There we are, perfect. Okay. See, doesn't that prove to you that your mum is still very much around your life? She knows everything that's going on there. And you know, I'm so glad that you called into the show this evening. I'm so glad that myself and Andrew was able to communicate with you. Paula, I want to say to you, you know, you can always download a copy of this reading, and it's simple. All you need to do is to type into your search engine's blogtalkradio.com and put in Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Find today's show. As soon as the show finishes, it's up there and it's ready for downloading. You can download it. You can then keep a copy of that reading for yourself and listen to it over and over and over again. But Paul, I want to say thank you very much for calling in. And we are here every single week right here on Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Mike and Andrew. Thank you.
Paul, just before you go, are you still there?
Here, yeah.
Yeah. We're about in Kent, are you, Paula?
Chatham.
Oh, Chatham.
Yes. I think you're in Maidstone.
I am, yeah, in November. So if it's not too far, look me up, okay?
I will do. No, I've seen it. Don't worry.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much for calling in. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Andrew, you know, I love it when we have callers that we connect with instantly and straight away. You know, it's perfect, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, Mike, it just, you know, like I said before, you know, we've got Skype, we've got all these different forms of communication. And when Donna was on from Santa Barbara before, you know, and you sensed her grandfather was around, but he, you know, he made himself known to me. And even with Paula then, her mother made herself known to me, but went straight to you. And it just blows me away, Mike. It really does. Every time we work together, and I know other mediums do it, but I... practiced, oh, it was a few years back with somebody, and this lady, she got a link and she said, right, step into the energy now, you take over this link. And it's just amazing. And it's a bit more believable because we were on the same stage in the same room. But when you're a few hundred miles apart and spirit makes itself known to either of us and then connects with the other person, it's just mind-blowing, mate, mind-blowing.
Of course. Obviously, you know, as you know, Andrew, there's no distance in the spirit world. There's no time in the spirit world. You know,
no.
Anywhere they want to be. Andrew, we need to go to the next song. So let's just put your feet up and enjoy.
Cheers.
Medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Meditations and conditions can be found on www.magspirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.magspirit.fm.
The home of the people's psychic.
Well, hello and welcome again. If you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live on Mike Spirit FM, live in Spreaker and GH Talk Radio, and welcome to each and every one of you. I know that we have an amazing guest, Andrew Dion. Hi, Andrew, are you there?
I'm not bad, Mike. Oh, sounds like I'm breaking up a bit there. Can you hear me okay, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Andrew.
I sound a bit like Norman Collier at the moment, but... I'm sorry, Mike. I was just watching the chat room there. Quality faux pas by our friend Mick there. So Mick Green. So were you watching that? Were you?
No, I wasn't actually. I hope you're not playing. I know Mike Kerry will keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I think Kerry was laughing at it as well. So I'm sure she'll fill you in later.
I'm sure. But Mick Green, he's always funny. He's we actually love Mick Green. He's nice.
Right. Okay.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line, shall we?
Yeah.
And let's go to, I've lost myself. Where am I? I'm going to area code 503 and say, hi, area code 503. Can I take your name there, please?
Hello, my name is Megan.
Megan.
Yes.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. I am planning on moving out of state and starting a graduate program.
Megan, it's looking like... wait. Can I ask you first where to you're calling from?
Oh, yes. I'm calling from the state of Oregon.
Okay. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're planning on moving?
Yeah. I just wanted to know how you see that going. I don't have my housing situation figured out yet. Just a lot of big changes. So I was just wondering what kind of information you're getting or any advice or anything like that.
Okay, well, Megan, what we do here at Mike Spirit FM, as always, we link to the spirit world to bring you evidence that there's life after death, okay? That when we pass on to the spirit world, that's not the end, okay? It's the start of our new beginning. And people like myself and Andrew are able to communicate with them via either clairaudience, clairsentience, or clairvoyance, which means we either hear, see, or feel, and able to bring the messages from the spirit world of the to prove their existence there to you mainly. So Megan, okay. If that's okay, we can do that for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay, definitely.
Let me start, because there seems to be a pattern tonight that it's me, then Andrew, then Andrew, then me. So we'll probably keep with that theme through the rest of the show. So Megan, let me start with you, and let me start with a gentleman that I'm aware of here. From the spirit world, the gentleman that I want to say that he would have carried a little bit of weight with him there before he passed on to the spirit world. Now, he's a gentleman that I want to say to you that would have been quite a nicely built gentleman before he passed. I am aware that he did pass quite quickly, and I'm going to say towards the end of his life, because he knew that he suffered for quite some time, but really kept it to himself, okay? Didn't want anybody fussing around him, didn't want anybody doing much around him. But I know that he was the kind of man that enjoyed his quality of life. He loved doing what he was doing. He loved being outside. He was an outdoor kind of man. Would have always liked to be himself before he passed on to the spirit world there. Now, I know that he talks to me that he loved nothing more than putting his feet up of an evening time, because he talks to me about, I love to relax sometimes, okay, and put my feet up there. Do you understand with a gentleman like this, Stephanie, there, please, Megan, that would link towards your dad's side of your family? Because I know that he comes towards dad's side here.
Okay. It possibly could be his brother or his dad, whom I've never met.
Okay. Well, let me go a little bit further with you and find out whether it's your dad's brother or your dad's dad. Now, this gentleman makes me aware of saying that you, that when he was with us, that I know that he would have been on his own for a little while before he passed on to the spirit world, which would mean that either his partner went before him or he didn't have a partner before he passed on to the spirit world. So I know that he would have been on his own for a little while there before he passed. Which one does that fit with?
Well, that sounds more like my dad's brother.
Okay, that's fine. So it's your dad's brother that comes close there to you, Megan, at the moment. And, you know, as your dad's brother comes into the vibration, you know, I feel as if I need to, like, kind of breathe a sigh of relief and finally, this is what I want to put around you. Now, would you understand if I said that you that you feel finally that you can breathe a sigh of relief? Is that right?
I'm not quite yet, but I'm hoping soon once all of these once my move happens. I think
okay.
I'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief.
Okay. Well, certainly this is what I want to say to you about breathing a sigh of relief, and I certainly wanted to bring forward there from you, to you, that you know that this move that you're talking about, because I'm saying to you, I need to know more about this move. Is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And everything else there. And I want to say that you, yes, it's going to happen, okay, but not just yet. It's going to be a little while off yet, okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you, it's like a work kind of thing that you want to move for? You either want to move closer to a job that you're in, or you want to move to a different job, which would mean moving location to a home or something. Is that right?
It's actually for school, and I'm looking to work just part-time, but it is to start a new career.
Okay, see, because I know it's to do with some kind of job or work thing. If it's a career that links in with the school, then that's fine. Because I know that he talks to me about all these things that's going on within your life. You know, I certainly want to say to you, it will happen, okay? And I want to say, before this year is out, then is when it's going to happen. So it's before this year is out. So whether it be like this September, October time, I don't know that. But that's where I feel, September, October, that's when it's going to be more of a reality than just wanting to, okay? And that's where I can bring the breathing of a sigh of a relief closer there to you. You know, in some way there, Megan, I want to say that you about the spirit world and about the people in the spirit world that links there with you. In some way, I want to say to you that they're very close there with you. They are very close in your vibration at the moment. And would I be right in saying to you that you've actually been sensing something of late yourself? Do you understand that?
Possibly, but I wasn't really close with anyone that has passed over yet. They're mostly aunts and uncles, some cousins, but I didn't know them that well.
Okay. No, that doesn't matter, okay? What matters is that they're close. You've understood the information, you've understood the evidence, okay? And that's the important. And as I said, to answer your question, yes, it's going to happen, but it will happen towards the end of the year. Andrew, do you want to come in there, Andrew?
Yes, Mike, thank you. Hi, how's it going there? Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So as I said to Mike earlier on, I'm awful with names now. So can you just remind me of your name, please?
Sure, it's Megan.
Megan, that's one. So apologies for that, Megan, because it's
okay.
Really embarrassing at times. But Megan, would you understand the name Alice at all? Alice, who is in spirit.
Alice. Not off the top of my head, no. I can't think of any Alice.
Okay, if you bear that in mind, please, because I just heard the name Alice being called here connecting to you. But I've also got a lady with me at the moment from Spirit, and I want to say, this lady, judging by the clothes that she's wearing, I mean, I'm talking of a skirt that goes down to her ankles, and I feel this is of a generation that I'm going back to the 20s here, or even the 30s with this lady. That's how far back I want to go. And I've just heard actually great grandmother. So if you could look into that for me, even if Alice connects in there as a relative, not necessarily just great grandmother. But this lady here is telling me that, Megan, she said, you feel by possible, you know, you feel like you're going a little bit down a rabbit hole here with this career change and with this move and this change in your lifestyle. And she said to me, what you've got to remember, Megan, is that this lady, I know you said Oregon, but this lady is showing me horse and carts here, and she's telling me there wasn't necessarily farming in the family going back, but there was definitely land, because she's telling me that they would have owned horses and they would have owned livestock as well. So if that's some digging around you can do back there for me, because she's telling me that you wouldn't necessarily know it off the top of your head now, Megan. But what she's saying is, remember that... Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, I think on my dad's side, they owned some land, and they were farmers that came from Norway.
You've stolen my thunder.
Oh, I'm
because
sorry.
I was going to tell you, because as you were talking, they were showing me themselves making their way from the from the East Coast over to the West Coast, and I feel they were settlers on the West Coast over towards where you are now, because he was showing me the trek from East to West here, and I feel that they came into the States from there and made their way across. So I'm glad you can understand that, but never mind. But as this lady's telling me here, Megan, she said, rabbit holes, there isn't always just one way in and one way out. She said there are escape routes, okay? So she said, moving forward, she said, if you feel as though you possibly made the wrong move, she said, follow your heart and you won't go wrong. And she said to me, you know, even if you feel as though you've made a wrong move, there will always be a way out of it. She said, but you've got to commit now and make this move now. She said to me, you are marking time at the moment. And if you know what I mean by that, you feel as though you're not moving forward in your life. And she's telling me that, if anything, because you're not advancing, you'll almost end up going backwards. And I know you are aware of that yourself, spiritually and emotionally. And she said, don't be worried about moving forward. And what she showed me here is a very small tree that's been planted for you. And I'm being shown large trees, a little smaller trees, and a brand new sapling being planted here. And as you know, saplings, trees, it's about investing in the future. It's about mankind. Trees are key to investment in our future. And that's what she showed me here. She's planting this little sapling, which will grow into, out of, what do they say, out of acorns do oaks grow, or, you know, oaks come from acorns. That's what you show me here. But it's about you investing in your future, and you've got a strong future ahead of you, so don't be afraid, okay?
Okay, great. Sounds good. I just have a question about the first gentleman that came through. I was actually adopted, so... do you know if he's related to my adopted father, or could it possibly be my biological father, whom I've never met?
So this is 50-50 here, but I actually feel it's connected to your biological father. That's the link that I've got. So I get a sort of almost a yin-yang. When people ask me a yes-no question, I almost get that black and white. It's yes, it's no. As soon as you said, is he connected to my biological father, I felt that's where it linked in. So if we can leave that with you, Megan, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Take care now.
You too.
Okay, thank you, Megan, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye. Okay, Andrew, let's go straight back to the phone lines. We have got a very busy, busy, busy line, as I said earlier on. So let's go straight back to area code 402 and say, hi, area code 402. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Sharon. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Mike and Andrew.
Oh, hi there, Sharon.
Hi.
Can
I'm
I ask
praying
where
that
you're calling from?
Nebraska.
Okay, my geography is terrible.
It's right in the middle of the United States.
Right, okay.
That's what I always remember. It's just in the middle.
Right, it's right smack dab in the middle, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to speak to my family that's crossed over.
Okay, well, surely you've called into the right show for that, okay? Because
yeah, that's what I hoped.
Okay, well, Andrew, do you want to start there?
I will do. Sharon, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm excited that you've been able to take my call.
No, absolutely no problem at all. And that's what we're here for. Now, Sharon, I've got a couple of people waiting here for me, and what the gentleman I've got with me at the moment, would you understand the gentleman in the world of spirit? And I feel as though I'm hearing the word sheriff here, and I feel that this man, if he wasn't a local sheriff, he would have been possibly in the local police department, connecting into the family going back a generation or two. Would you understand this?
In my family, going back a couple generations, maybe my grandfather. I mean, way back, you know, way back, I think the settlers from Ireland were in the police. I'm not sure.
No, I'm not going that far back. This gentleman's telling me that we're only talking maybe a grandfather, you know, two generations back, you know, grandfather. I feel as though that's where I'm at the moment. So would that make sense to you, yes or no?
I have a grandfather that was a mounted policeman.
Thank you. A policeman, sorry?
He was a mounted policeman for...
Thank you, because his
business.
Thank you, because what I was being shown here, and I believe, now I'm only going from TV here, but you know... what they call, and I don't know the difference here, Sharon, but you know the state troopers, they wear the wide-brimmed hats in some states. That's what this the type of hat that this gentleman's got on. And that was the sort of uniform he was showing me. And you mentioned mounted policemen, and that fits in with what he's showing me because he said, I wanted to go back two generations and being a policeman here. And it's funny because sometimes when spirits maybe have had a whole career, you know, in a particular type of job, you know, they will show me that way, but he showed me the uniform and then he took it away again. Okay, well, that's what I've got with me at the moment here. Now, this gentleman's chatting to me here, Sharon, and he's telling me, would you understand, and all you have to do is say yes or no, but he's talking about somebody around you, very close to you at the moment, and they're having a bit of a problem with alcohol, and they feel that the alcohol is a solution to their problems, but he's telling me this is wrong. But would you understand this? I feel this person very, very close to you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And he's okay, and would you understand where, like I said, he's given nothing away, and if you just say yes or no, you're not telling me anything either, but this confirms what your grandfather's telling me here. Right. Now, I know you mentioned Ireland going all the way back, but would you understand the name O'Donoghue or Donoghue connecting into the family?
No.
Okay, if you could possibly look. I just heard it called, you see, and when I hear strange names like that being called, then, you know, I can't make it up. Anyway, your grandfather's telling me here about this issue with the drink with this person. He's telling me that they are seeking help at the moment, but they are battling in order to sort their lives out, because they're telling me that around this person, where the situation is, there's a lot of other things that are falling apart, and he's telling me he blames the drink. So would you understand this?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm really confused now.
Okay, I'll take you back a step. You would understand where there's somebody close to you with a drink problem, wouldn't you, with an alcohol problem?
Yes, but not admitting it.
Yes, and that's what he's... Okay, thank you. But he said
it's the person... Wait, one second. I might see if there is someone very close to me in my life who is a policeman, wears that type of sheriff hat, and has had alcohol problems. But they're alive.
No, don't worry about that. They're getting slightly confused. This is definitely your grandfather. This is your grandfather who was briefly in the police, but he's talking about somebody around you who is alive today who has the alcohol problem. So is that are you with me now?
I do, yes. I do have some. His son has a severe alcohol problem.
Thank you.
And then I also had someone else in my life.
Okay, well, this is where this closes. I will leave you to place this because I can only give the facts from your grandfather here.
Right,
but what he's telling me here, Sharon, is, if I may say so, he wants to scold you, really, because he's telling me that you have got involved in this, I want to say, in this situation because of the gentleman you're connected to. And he's telling me that you've taken on problems that and I don't that aren't necessarily your problems to take on. And he's telling me that it's coming between you and your boyfriend here, because he's telling me that you've tried to somehow help, but you've ended up being caught in the middle. Would you understand this?
Now, he's not my boyfriend, but
he's a friend.
His son, uncle, my uncle, I got involved, and the rest of the family hates me now, yes.
Yeah, my apologies. Sorry, I thought it was a boyfriend here. But you would understand. So that's what he's talking about at the moment. And he's saying to me, and I will leave the sweetie because I know it's an extremely, it's a very volatile situation that you've got on your hands at the moment, Sharon. And what your grandfather's telling me here, he wants you to back away. Now, you, of course, it's your choice to do what you want. But he's telling me here, you know, should you choose to, then back away and sort of keep a low profile. And this will allow the situation to calm down. And for you to be able to regain your composure. Because he's telling me the important thing at the moment for you, Sharon, is to concentrate on your own life at the moment and with respect and not to try and get him. Although you're doing, you know, you're doing your best and you're doing what you believe is right, he's telling me that, and there's, I heard this, an American say this once. I don't know whether it's a common saying in the States, but he said, this isn't your rice bowls, Sharon. And what he means by that is, this isn't your problem, okay? He said, he needs you to concentrate on, I want to say, rebuilding your life. So can I just leave those thoughts with you?
Yes, and I did do that. I just want you to know, I mean, I haven't really spoke to my uncle in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So well, I don't know if I am misunderstanding or.
No, it's okay because now you said you've already done that, but your grandfather is telling me here that there is still rebuilding to go on within your life and sorting out to do. Yeah. Okay.
A lot
and
of it. Yes, a lot of it.
Okay, and he just asked me, could I please reiterate that to you and stress that to you? He said you're going in the right direction, but he said don't be diverted by other people who have not got your best interests at heart. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay,
Michael,
hi, Sharon.
Do you have it? Hi.
Sharon, I know that I've got people that's waiting here ready to communicate with you. Okay, I know I've got a lady
Great.
Here first that wants to jump in and, straight away. I believe that this lady links to your mum's side of your family. I believe that this lady must be aware that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed, because I know I'm seeing her slimming down. I know that her face seems to go really slim before she passed on to the spirit world. She makes me aware that she didn't want people fussing around her. I know that she tells me as well that she only wanted those that was closest to her around her before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, Sharon, in the spirit world?
I need a little more. I'm sorry. I have so many family in the spirit world.
Okay,
Sharon, and friends.
Sharon, never be sorry. Okay, I'll give you as much information, as evidence as you need to place her. Now, I believe that she's
a
little bit...
Is this a family member?
Most definitely. She's within your mum's side. I believe that she could be like mother, grandmother kind of a level there, because I know that's the kind of area she comes on.
Okay.
I know that she makes me aware that she would have been on her own for some time. Before she passed on to the spirit world. So her partner would have already been in the spirit world. You know, I feel this is more your grandmother, they bless her. Because do you understand with your grandmother that your grandfather passed before her?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a couple great-grandmothers, both of them, yes. On both
okay.
sides.
Okay, well, this is your mum's side, because I know she sticks to your mum's side, okay?
Okay.
So now, grandmother from your mum's side in the
Did
spirit world.
Did I not know her? I didn't know her, correct?
Okay, now, yeah, that's fine. Okay, now that doesn't matter. What matters is she made the communication here for you, okay? Now, she says
All right,
to me...
Okay.
She says to me that that you've been calling out to her for some time. Is that right? You've been calling out to the spirit world to come forward and to help you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, now, I know that she tells me here that as you've been calling out to her, that you've been not just her, to many of them in the spirit world, and there's another gentleman that's coming in a minute, and I'll give him to you in a minute. but as you're calling out to the spirit world, you're asking them for some guidance and some help. You're asking them to overcome something within your life. Now, would I be right in saying to you that there's something in your life there, Sharon, at the moment, that you feel as if you have to overcome in your life? Is that right?
Yes.
And it's like as if, you know, that you want to fly the banner yourself. I have to do this myself. I can't rely on no one else. Because, you know, there's a saying I always use here in the UK. You know, if a job is worth doing, then do it correctly.
Yeah.
And
right.
I believe,
my dad always said that.
Perfect. Now, I believe this is what I want to bring forward there from this lady. And as I said, there is a gentleman here. And I don't know if this is your dad, But would I be right in saying to you, if this is your dad, that he was a very stern man in the spirit, before he passed on to the spirit world, I know that he's quite full of his features. I know that he's the kind of fellow that would have always, stood up for what he believed in. And, you know, you would never change his faith. You would never change his way of thinking. Thank you, sir. You should never change the way he thinks, because what he believed in, he stood up for no matter what. And he would be outspoken about it, and he would always tell you exactly what he thought. Do you understand that this is your dad there, please, Sharon?
I think so, yes.
Now, your dad, when he was with us, he's the kind of man that, if I said to you that when he wanted to be on his own, he would do just that. He would be on his own for 5 minutes. Is that right?
Right.
I want my time out.
Right.
Okay. And I know that...
Could be my son. This could be my son, too.
Okay.
Like my son.
Okay, let me go on with him, bless his heart, and I'll bring out whatever needs to bring out to clear it up there for you.
Okay, thank you.
Because he talks to me about, I want my 5 minutes alone, I want my comfort zone, if you like, I want my peace zone.
Yes.
I know that I want to say to you, okay, thank you, sir. He says to me, this will separate from one to the other. Whose anniversary is it, either now or just coming or just past? There's an anniversary of someone? Would it be like your grandfather's anniversary or your son's anniversary? I know they'll be coming right towards the end of June.
Well, my husband, my ex-husband.
Okay, so there's an anniversary of your ex.
The day when he died, his anniversary is coming up.
Okay.
The 25th.
Okay, which is only 2 days away, isn't it? Perfect. See, because I'm asking for more information, and the information saying, tell him the anniversary.
Thank you.
Okay, we know about the anniversary. okay. Now, I know as well that I'm being told about that this gentleman had a problem with the lower part of his body, his legs, and particularly the one leg, left leg. It's your dad, bless him.
My dad.
Okay.
Thank you.
His left leg has given him lots of trouble before he passes on to the spirit world. And I know that I want to just maybe hold my one leg as I'm walking here, maybe drag it in front of me a little as I'm walking, but... No, don't bring no attention to it, he tells me. Don't bring no attention to it.
It was amputated, so yes.
Okay, so that's why you wouldn't want me to bring any attention to it, because I know that he just hold on to it, and I feel as if I wanted to just pull it. So I don't know whether he had an artificial one before he passed or before the leg was amputated. That's why I want to just hold on to it, okay? So know that you're that close to you, Sharon, in the spirit world. And, you know, if I said to you... that your dad's energy will get you through this next few months of your life. That would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, because he says to me, I'm there with you. I'm there right behind you. I'm strong for you, and I will take you through the next few months. I know of when your dad was with us, that if there was ever a problem, he would be the strength, the backbone of the family then, if I can say that there to you, and it would pull you through everything that needs to be pulled through. Who's the one that passed very suddenly through the accident? I'm being told there's an accident with somebody that's passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
I have a couple.
Okay.
I have a couple.
Okay, this is of a gentleman that would have passed on to the spirit world with an accident. I feel as if I want to hit something. I believe I'm in something that's moving quite fast, whether it be a car or a bus or a van or a motorcycle. Because
I have a cousin who was hit by a semi. He was walking.
Okay. I know that whatever was hit me that was moving very fast or quite fast, and I believe I was thrown around, because I know that I'm feeling as if my body is thrown around the studio here, and I feel that's how I would have passed on to the spirit world there. I know that... So it's your cousin, you said, was it, Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, know that a cousin is coming onto the vibration. You know, Sean, I could spend all evening with you. I really could, because I know that there's a lovely energy that's with you. I know that there's lots of people here in the spirit world. There's another lady that just smiles at me, and I can't go without talking to her about her, because she smiles. She's got the most beautiful smile. And I know that she bless her heart. You know, I don't mean to laugh. I really don't. But she smiles. And I know that she's quite an age and a bless her when she passed on to the spirit world. And I know that she wouldn't have had her own teeth, because as she's smiling, I can see her teeth dropping a little there. But, you know, that doesn't phase
her. Oh, my Aunt Doris.
Bless her.
Maybe
okay.
My Aunt Doris.
Okay, and did her teeth drop down a bit when she used to smile?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that her teeth is dropping down a bit here. And as she's doing, she's saying, it's so nice that I'm able to come to see you. Not me, you, there, Sharon. Okay? It's so nice that she's able to come and see you and to come and spend time with you. As I said, there's a whole host of people. And as I said, I'd be here all night if I went through every single one of them. You know, Sharon, know that all your spirit friends and family are with you in the spirit world. I want to give you lots of encouragement, lots of assistance, lots of support, okay? And that's the main word, support, there from the spirit world to get you through. And as I said earlier on, the next few months of your life, because I know that it's very difficult. It's been a very trying time. You've been, banging your head against the wall, trying to make sense of things of late. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yeah, everything.
What's what's the tests for? Do you understand there's some kind of tests? I don't know whether they're blood tests or something. Do you understand?
I've been sick.
Okay, bless you, because I know that there's been some tests and there's some blood tests that's going on there. So again, you know,
myself
they know.
Myself and my mother.
Okay, bless
my mother also, blood test. There's actually a blood test that showed fungus in her blood, and nobody's doing anything, and that worries me.
Okay. Well, know that the spirit world is doing their best from where they are, okay? There's a wonderful part of mediumship that's called healing, that the spirit world is able to bring healing and comfort to the body, particularly if it's sick, particularly if it's not well. And know that even as we speak, that the spirit world is doing their best there to bring the ease and comfort to you and your mum as we speak at the moment.
Okay. Can I ask you if you have my son? Is my son there? Now he was shot.
Okay, please don't tell me anymore, Sharon. Please, please, please don't.
I'm sorry.
Because it's up to me to bring these people through, not bring them through. You know, if they're there, then I can communicate with them.
I know. There's just so many of them for you. I was trying to help.
I know. But you know, it's. I can't make anybody come here. I can't call any of them to come.
Know.
They kind of come in a queue-like system, if that makes sense to you. But let me ask, let me try and bring and see if he will come forward there. Okay. And would I be right in saying there to you that your son was quite rounded in his features, quite, you know, he carried a little bit of weight with him before he passed, is that right?
Heavy?
Yes.
You mean?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is someone that's as you say, heavy, quite a well-built gentleman. Now, would I be right in saying that you, that the one that I have, I want to say maybe around my mid-30s? Would that fit with your son?
No, he was young, 22.
Okay. Then it's not your son coming through, it's somebody else. Sharon, please think on him, okay? I'm sure that you'll find him. And you know...
You know what? That could have been my ex-husband, the one whose anniversary is in a couple of days.
Okay.
He was very rounded.
Okay. See, it normally all does tie in. So if his anniversary is in the next 2 days, then you know that he is there as well. And you know, if this is your ex-husband, would that be the father of the son as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, know that he would be with his son. So your son will be there. Your son is there with him, okay? But as I said, I would be here all night long for them to...
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, please don't be sorry. Please don't, okay?
He's very grateful.
Would have they been a long time? I don't mean a long time. I mean, I know you just said that your son passed with being shot, but was it a long time trying to find out, like... Why, what, and who? Do you understand that?
I'm still doing it.
Okay, bless your heart, okay? Because I know I'm being told it's a long time. It's been the longest 4 years of your life. Do you understand this?
Yeah, but it's been longer than that.
Okay. So for the last 4 years, you've dedicated your life to find out what, why, who, and everything else. Is that right?
You know, the last 4 years, my dad has died. Yeah, since my dad died.
Okay. See, I know that. Okay, I know that that's escalated things and made things even worse. Okay. Sharon, you know, I'd love to spend longer there, but I know that my producers are telling me No, please don't be sorry, Sharon. Sharon, remember, you can always call back into the show. Next week, you know, Matthew James is on tomorrow night. Matthew's on Wednesdays. You know, there's plenty of time for you to call into the show. Just go on to the Blog Talk Radio, look up the Mike Spirit FM network, and you will find out when all the shows are on. And please, you know, call into all the shows, Sharon. You're more than welcome. But remember, download a copy of this show, and you can listen back to your reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling, Sharon.
Thank you for your help.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. You know, Andrew, again, I love it when we have some wonderful callers like Sharon in to allow us to do the wonderful work that we do to bring the communication forward. So, you know, I thank Sharon and everybody else that's called in and still those that's on hold, and we will do our very best to get to each and every one of you. But, Andrew, let me play this one. I know this one. Kerry likes this one. So let's press play and enjoy.
Medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reason page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm.
The home of the people's psychic.
Well, welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, and the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Mike Spirit FM, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome to listen in. You have myself, Mike Davis, and my wonderful guest this evening. It's Andrew D. Hi, Andrew.
Howdy doody, Mike. How's it going? Okay.
Well, very well, Andrew. You know, it's a very busy show. There's still lots of callers online. And, you know, we will endeavor to get on as many as we can. I know that we've only got just over 20 minutes left of the show. So, you know, it's always the same. It's busy, isn't it?
Well, this is it, Mike. You know, and Sharon, who was on before, you know, we probably could have dedicated the whole show to her. You know, and it sounds in a way that we don't care, but we do. But some of these things that, you know, the people, some of the grief that people face, some of the family situations and things that they've come across in their lives, that there's no simple and easy solution to it, and all we can do is help, you know, guide them in the right direction and perhaps shed a little bit of light on, you know, where to look next for that, you know, that next signpost to help them move forward. And it's so difficult, isn't it, Mike?
It is, Andrew. You know, it's probably the most difficult thing that we have to go through in our lives, you know, of losing someone close to us, you know. And, you know, they do say time is the greatest healer of all, and, you know, yes, it is. Time is the greatest healer of all, because it's not that it's going to heal everything and make everything okay, but what time will do, it will bring a little bit of ease and maybe a bit of comfort to it and allow us to get on with things, so to speak, isn't it? Because, you know, I don't think that we ever cope or lose or get over the loss of a loved one to the spirit world, but we learn to adjust, and that's what time will do for us, is let us learn to adjust.
Well, Mike, you know, last weekend, I'll just tell this very quickly before we go to the next call. There was a lady, and I must admit, I didn't get anything for just the briefest of things because of the block that was there. But her husband passed away 43 years ago, and this lady has never got over it. And she said she knows it's a block with her, and he's never, ever come through in 43 years. And I said, all I got from him was just ask her to start to let go, and that will help him move on as well. Yeah, and it's such a complicated subject that, you know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg with what you and I do, Mike.
You know, Andrew, that excuse me, to just pick up a little something on there. You know, there is no time limit when people come through from the spirit world. There is no time limit, you know. I've had people saying to me that, you know, they've waited 20, 30, 40 years, just like that lady, for someone to come through, and they've never come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet, I've had somebody that's passed. Just passed, and within the first hour of them passing, that they've come through and given a lovely communication. Excuse me one more time. Something ticking in the back of my throat, I think. But, you know, there is no time limit. It's when the spirit world will come through, when we are ready, when they are ready, when the time is right. And remembering, Andrew, and this is something I've always said and always will say, you have to have the right medium in front of you, or on the other end, you have to have the right medium talking to you for a start.
Yes, you know, yes.
Because, you know, you must think, you know, we have to communicate with people on all levels. And, you know, from someone, let's just say, off the top of my head, someone that would be sleeping on the streets because they have nothing, bless their hearts, to maybe the President of the United States or the Queen of England. You know, we have to link to people on all levels, from someone that would sleep on the street to the Queen of England, you know, to link on some of these, on them levels, to all the way through that vibration. It's a hard job to do, isn't it?
Well, how many times, Mike, I don't know if you've done a party or just a group of people, and I find this at some of the mind, body, and spirit fairs. Somebody will sit down in front of me, and it's a walk in the park. It's the easiest thing in the world. It's like reading a book, and they walk away and think, do you know what? I'm on a roll here. And the next person sits down, and it is like, It's like walking through treacle, you know. It's, and I have done this. I said, please go and see the lady across there. She might be able to help you. And, you know, the client has come back and said, do you know what? She said, maybe you were just meant to send me to her because she had the information for me. Or they could communicate with my family in maybe a way that I couldn't. So you're right, Mike. You know, it's a tough old task.
It is, you know, and I've always said it's the toughest business to be in, if you like, because if you're a singer, you're able to sing. If I'm a comedian, I would be able to tell a joke and make you laugh. But to be a medium, you haven't got a clue what you're going to do until you start. You know, Andrew, it's enough of us wobbling on. We could talk for hours. I know we could. You know, and there's always after the show and tomorrow and the day after and the day after, people have called in. So let's go to the phone lines and let's go to area code 561 and say, hello, area code 561. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
This is Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Stacy. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful. And, you know, Andrew, that's a wonderful part of the United States that I've actually been fortunate to visit and to do some wonderful work in Florida. Stacy, are you anywhere near West Palm Beach?
That's where I am.
That's where you are. Wonderful, because that's where I was back in October last year, and that's where I will be maybe around September, October this year. The dates are not final, but I'll be there then around the Okeechobee Boulevard. Do you know where that is, Stacey?
That's down the street from me.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, Stacey, what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
Okay, I was my career, what you see coming up with
that. Okay, well, Stacey, as you know, right here on Mike Spirit FM, what we do is link to the spirit world and give you evidence and information of the spirit world, and then we can go into that a bit further and see if we can give you that information that you're looking for. So, Stacey, is that okay that we do that for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And now I'm going to start there, Stacey, and I want to start with, you know, instantly I want to say to you, I have your grandmother here in the spirit world. So do you understand your grandmother in the spirit world there, Stacey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And would I be right in saying there to you that your grandmother, when she was with us, before she passed on to the spirit world, that she would have suffered for quite some time, is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that she comes through and telling me there that she would have suffered for quite some time before she passed on to the world of spirit there. Now, would I be right in saying this, Stacey, that in some way that you would have taken care of your grandmother before she passed? Is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that's what she's come to say, that you took care of her. And, you know, she wants to return that favor for you at the moment. Now, I know that you said that you're about studying and so on there. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you have been thinking of changing your career pathway at the moment?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you, that where you've been thinking of doing this, it's been like total opposite to what you or where you are now, is that right? So it's like a total opposite thing to your career at the moment, is that right?
Yeah.
See, because I know that she says to me it's like going from, an excuse the expression, like going from black to white. Okay, so it's a total different. Okay. Now, I don't know why I've suddenly started coughing. See, and sometimes the spirit world does that to me. So would you understand that your grandmother would have had a tickly throat or would have coughed a lot before she passed there?
Yes.
Bless her, because she's making me do it again. See, and again, it's just that information that you can place with her to prove to you that she's there with you. Now, I know as well as she comes through that she wants me to say to you that she's been around your life for quite some time. She have actually seen the change in your life. Do you understand that there's been some changes, Stacey? I believe in some way that there's been like some new arrivals to this year since your grandmother has passed. Is that right?
Yes, it has.
And would I be right in saying that you've been wondering, has grandmother seen them? Does she know about them? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she certainly will have. Because she says to me there about the new arrivals. And she says to me that they're absolutely perfect, okay? So you would understand that they're absolutely perfect. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Andrew, do you want to come in there? I know that I want to move along quite quickly. Andrew, do you want to come in there?
Yeah, very quickly, Mike. sorry, the lady's name, did I catch her name right? It was Stacey, yeah?
That's right, Stacey.
Right, okay, Stacey. Now, the lady I've got here with me, Stacey, and it could be the same lady, but I want to give some evidence of this lady. And this lady's making me aware that she would have had... Now, I am being made aware of this lady I want to say she's African-American. That's the way I would describe her, judging by, you know, the colour of her skin and her hair as well. But I feel as though this lady was, I want to say, a God-fearing lady here. And I don't mean that to be unjust. Yeah, okay, thank you. Because I feel with her that she always had a copy of the good book with her. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Because I feel like she's saying to me here, she's going... It's all, now, you have to forgive me, I'm English, but it's almost as if, now, you listen here, what, this is what the good book says, and she, it's almost like she would pat the book, and if it wasn't in the book, it wasn't worth doing, okay? And, you know, I feel as if she would always sort of quote, you know, the good Lord, and don't you take the Lord's name in vain, but
yes.
This lady... Okay, and this lady, she was all, it's almost like it was a comedy act with her. She was very serious about it, but it became very comical within the family, and people would mimic her. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes. She's telling you off because she said, you might mimic her now, Stacey, but she's listening in, and she's been around you an awful lot recently. Now, I know this is a very common occurrence sometimes, but she's telling me, do you know the way some people smell flowers from, even though there are no flowers, when they feel as though there's a family around them? She's telling me, but she's telling me that you have smelled new paint, but when there's been no new paint around, would you understand this?
Yes.
She's telling me, she said, the flowers, she said, that's old, you know, that's an old cliche. She said, but you spell new paint when there is no new paint. But what she said that new paint is, Stacey, you've asked about the situation regarding jobs and work, etc. Oh, by the way, she just moved my glasses to the end of my nose. Would you understand where your grandmother would have worn glasses, like round spectacles on the end of her nose? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though she looked through them to read, but constantly wore them because she didn't need them to see in the distance, and she would look over the top of them at you. Would you understand this?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I've got with her. And all she said to me is, that new paint, there's a lick of new paint, and she was brightening up your life all around. So can I just leave her love with you?
Yes.
And did I tell you as well, Stacey, that I'm not coming to Florida in September, and I wasn't there last October either? So I'll leave that for my, you know, you may see me in the Chattanooga bar or whatever it is or wherever Mike's going to, but I'll leave the love of spirit and your grandmother with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, bye-bye now.
It's called the Okeechokee Butter.
Chattanooga.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Stacey, for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, Andrew, I think we've got time to squeeze one more in. I know that this one's been on hold for a long, long, long time. I know a lot of people have been on hold for a long, long time.
Okay.
But let's go to the next one in line, which is 916, and say, hi, Eddie Cole, 916. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Diana. Yes, long, long time.
Hi, Diana. I do apologize, Diana, for the length of time that you've been on hold, but, you know, it's a very busy...
Listening to you is great. So if you could just pick up somebody on the other side, whoever, and get a message, since you're short on time, I won't even ask a question.
Perfect. Okay. Andrew, do you want to start with Diana?
Well, I'll do what I can, Mike. Yeah, like I said, you know, some of these people just come steamrolling in, and I actually feel... Now, I know it's a great American tradition here with regards to the pickup truck, but there's a man here who's just driven in, symbolically, of course, in a pickup truck, and he's pulled up. And I feel as though this man, where he lived, where I'm looking, I want to say it reminds me of, and I know it's not there, but it just reminds me, because it's so big and flat, it almost reminds me of the Salt Flats in Utah. It's just where he showed me, he's pulled up, and it's almost as if it's desert or like the Salt Flat. And he's telling me where he lived was quite, I know over in California it gets hot in the summer, but he's telling me where he lived, it was quite harsh, almost like Arizona or somewhere like that. He said it really was harsh summers because of the heat. And I feel like this gentleman, I want to go back two generations here with grandfathers. Would this make sense to you at all?
Could possibly be my uncle. Not very many people lived in California area in my family.
No,
but
what? So,
go ahead, keep going.
No, what I was saying was it was almost like where he lived. It was almost like the desert because it was harsh and hot in the summer. So that's what he's telling me the most. And as he pulled in, mm-hmm. Right now, okay. Right, it's strange because as he pulled in, he showed me his truck, the radiator's burst and the water's leaking out. Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Now, I know it's a common name here, but you mentioned your uncle, but would you understand where John links to your uncle? Would this make sense?
What was that? What name? What did you say?
The name John.
John. Well, I have a John here, and I think we have other Johns far back
okay,
in the family, so you must be going pretty far back. Yeah.
I think I'm with this, but let's quickly bring this up to speed here. This gentleman is telling me that when he was here, when he was here, he's telling me that, I know what this is. I thought I was looking at desert, but he's actually showing me oil fields here because as I've turned around, I've asked him to show me something else, and he's showing me oil fields. And he's wherever this is, it's extremely hot as well, and that's what he's showing me is those, what do they call them, the nodding donkeys with the oil field in the background. And I feel that this man would have had a link to the oil industry as well, or he would have been loosely connected in there because, and I feel as though he would have worked as an engineer and he would have done some work in the oil fields. So would you understand this at all? If not, I'll have to sort of
no.
pass it over to, it doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Okay.
It could be far back and I just don't know.
Yeah. Because that's what I had, and I want to keep it short and brief. And what I don't want to do is, forgive me for saying this, but labouring the point. But, Mike, did you pick anything up there at all?
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you, Andrew. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Diana. Right, okay. Now, obviously, we're governed by time. We have literally a few minutes left of the show. So, Diana, I'm going to go very quickly into this because I know I'm aware of a lady that links there with you, a lady that I feel that would link to your mum's side of your family. I'm aware of like a stroke-like condition with this lady because I know that the one side of my body is quite numb. And I do feel as if I want to say that this hospital that connects with this lady because I know I'm hearing machines that starts to beep in the background there. Excuse me. I know that she comes through particularly within your mum's side of your family. Did you understand of this lady there, Dan?
Well, it could be my grandma, but my great-aunt on my dad's side of the family also had a stroke, so...
Okay,
one or the other.
Let me go a little bit closer with her then and find out which one it is there for you. Because I know that I'm being told that October is important to this lady. So I know that there would either be a birthday around the October or there's a passing or an anniversary. October is important. Do you understand of that?
Well, that my dad passed in October.
Okay, so this is your dad's... up on your dad's side then, okay? The
okay,
you said,
then it's my great-aunt. Yeah, okay.
That's fine. Okay, because I'm saying, come on to you, Dad, I need more information quickly because we're governed by time. And obviously in the spirit world, there is no time. You know, they'd be all night and all day with us. But I know that this lady comes close to you because she wants to be around your life. She says to me, yes, there is lots of questions on your mind. I know that you said you're not going to ask any, but she says to me, there's lots of questions on your mind. And the one question that she wants to address to you is, should you stay or should you go? Do you understand that that's one of the questions that's been in?
That's one of the questions.
There we are. She, doesn't that prove to you that she's been there with you? Because she says to me, you know, you feel more comfortable in staying where you are. But, you know, if you could move through other things out of your way, that would solve everything, wouldn't it?
Well, I'd feel more comfortable if I could move, if just what I came here for would take place.
Okay. So if you could move a few things out of your way, that would make you feel a lot more comfortable right now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, if I could get, what I need to move, get on.
See, because she says this to me, let's concentrate on you. and only you, okay? And if we'd done that, then we would be a lot happier in your vibration and in yourself, okay? So I know that your aunt, your great aunt, has come close there to you from the spirit world to see and to understand that, yes, she's around you and she is there with you. Dan, I've got to cut it off there. I've got to say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, please download a copy of that archive. Read in there. I said that completely wrong. Tell with live. Please download a copy of that. Read it in the archive, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Good day, Anne. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Andrew, you know, time just flies, doesn't it?
Oh, tell me, Mike. 2 hours, it's absolutely shot by. You know, and I was going to say, Mike, for the people who are listening in, have we got time to quickly arrange a date for coming back in a few months' time? Or?
Yeah, well, we can do that off air later.
Okay, no problem.
You can. Andrew, if people want to get a hold of you, it's andrewd.com, is that right?
Yeah, www.andrewd.com, and link straight to Facebook and Twitter. Drop me a line, all my contact details there. So, guys, thank you, to everybody.
Okay, and just the spelling of it again is
andrewde.com.
Perfect. Well, you know, if you want to search for me, it's Mike Davis Medium, either in Facebook, Twitter, or even on the website. It's MikeDavisMedium.com. Or even, come on to our website of this radio station, which is www.mikespirit.fm. For me, I'm going to say it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.